This is Jim Peek at MySuccessGateway.com, and I've got a fantastic call with Patrick Wanis of PatrickWanis.com, W-A-N-I-S. And Patrick is going to share with us the law of deservedness. And Patrick is a human behavior expert. And Patrick will give a quick background on who he is, and we'll launch right into the law of deservedness.
Thanks, Jim. Yes, I'm a human behavior and relationship expert. I'm also a celebrity life coach, author, and clinical hypnotherapist. So most of my studies are obviously into human behavior, and the way I explain that is that I study what we do and why we do it, because most of us want to change our behavior so that we'll change the way we feel and we'll change our results. And I say, okay, let's work backwards and find out why you acting this way. Why you're behaving this way. And of course, it always stems from thoughts and belief systems. It's our thoughts and beliefs that drives our behavior. Even though sometimes we think, why would I be engaging such self-destructive behavior? Whether it's overeating or overindulging in alcohol, whether it's addictions, people look at it and go, well, it doesn't make sense why this person is doing it. And some people say it's a chemical imbalance. I say it's not a chemical imbalance. It's an imbalance in your thoughts and beliefs about who you are, about the world, and what you believe you deserve. You see, when people are plagued with guilt or shame, Jim, what do they believe they deserve? They deserve to be punished. So if we walk around with any sort of guilt about something we've done, we'll punish ourselves one way or another. And I'm not sure who else refers to the law of deservedness. It's a term that I've coined because I found that this is one of the key mental laws, one of the key universal laws. Because as in The Secret says, ask, believe, and receive. Okay, so you say, okay, I want to get this house. You put up a picture, you visualize it, you feel what it's like to get it, and then it comes to you. That doesn't guarantee one of the most important things. Will you enjoy it when you get it, and will you hold on to it? And let me give you an example. It was only recently that Showtime did a TV documentary called Reversal of Fortune, whereby they found a homeless man and they placed close to him in a dumpster $100,000. They wanted to know, well, what would happen? Will it turn his life around? Will he change his life? How will it affect him? And as they followed him, what they realized was he quickly squandered the money. Why? And he was on Oprah, and Oprah didn't pick up on this. He squandered the money because he didn't believe he deserved it. You'll only get, this is how I define the law of deservedness. You'll only get what you believe you deserve and no more. And I'm talking about what you subconsciously believe you deserve. If you get more than what you believe you deserve, you will sabotage it. So let me repeat that. The law of deservedness says you'll get only what you believe I'll say that again. The law of deservedness says you'll get only what you subconsciously believe you deserve and no more. And if you do get more than what you believe you deserve, you'll sabotage it. Let me give you another example, because happiness and success isn't just about the material wealth. And this is where I had, you know, much to say about The Secret. Because if our only happiness came from material and external wealth, then we in America should be the happiest people in the world. But we're not. We're the most medicated nation in society. We have amazing amounts the statistics are unbelievable regarding depression. Why? Why is that? And yet we're affluent, we have access to food, access to everything that we could possibly want. And here's the example. I'll refer to strippers. Why would I be referring to strippers? There was a study done by Dr. Marianne Layton back in 1999. More than 80% of female strippers were sexually abused as children. And I go further to say 99% were abused in some form as children. That means sexual, mental, verbal abuse. The majority of strippers are addicted to some form of narcotic, and most of them are subconsciously men-haters. Now, why would these women be engaging in this business? The real reason that women choose to strip is because they're abused as children, so they subconsciously believe they deserve to be abused. Now, think about it. Strippers make a lot of money. They drive nice cars. They have great clothing. Some of them live in great apartments. They have a great material lifestyle. But do you see them happy? No, you don't. So material wealth is not enough. So I use this as a really powerful example because you can look at it on two levels. One, they've got the money. They've got the possessions, they have the material wealth, but they're obviously not happy. Number two, why are they in an industry where they continue to be abused? Because they believe they deserve to be abused. They're not going to say that to you consciously. Sorry, Jim.
Yeah, that's a self-fulfilling prophecy. I mean, can you talk a little bit about the distinction between the law of deservedness versus self-esteem?
They're related because self-esteem is basically how much you like yourself. You can break it down into three ways. You can say, well, how significant do you believe you are? You know, what role do you play in the world? What do you contribute? How do you add value to other people's lives? The second thing is, you know, do you feel important? So that's the significance. The next thing is, you know, are you going somewhere with your life? Do you feel that you're actually achieving something? And obviously, how much do you like yourself? Are you valuable and significant? How much do you like yourself? Are you able to look at yourself and say, these are my weaknesses, these are my strengths. I accept my weaknesses, and I'll improve on them, and I'll keep building on my successes. But self-esteem is basically how much do you like yourself. So, yes, it is connected to the law of deservedness because if you, at a deep subconscious level, don't like yourself, then you're not going to be open to receiving and accepting good things. How many times you've heard someone say, oh, I couldn't accept that gift. Oh, you shouldn't have. That's too much. Oh, I wouldn't feel right receiving this. I wouldn't feel comfortable. What are they saying? They're saying they don't deserve it. They're saying they're denying it. They're saying no. How many people will just not apply for a job because they don't feel they're good enough? Or here's another one. She's out of my league. Or he's out of my league. Or why would that person be interested in me? That's the same thing. It's the law of deservedness, or as you've tied into self-esteem. So some people won't go for jobs, Jim, or won't apply for jobs that pay huge salaries because they don't believe they deserve it. Now, let me give you another example. So because we've talked about strippers, let me go on a whole different level now and talk about financial. You know, I mentioned there the TV show Reversal of Fortune, but let me give you some other examples. Studies show that most lottery winners will lose their winnings in 2 to 3 years. Evelyn Adams won the New Jersey lottery, not just once, but twice, in 1985 and 1986, to the tune of $5.4 million. Today, she lives in a trailer. Another example, William Budd Post won $16.2 million in the Pennsylvania lottery in 1988. He now lives on his Social Security. Explain that. Is it just poor financial advice? Come on. It's obviously much more than just poor financial advice. It's the fact that you'll throw away and push away what you believe you don't deserve. Let me give another example. Women in relationships. A woman that has low self-esteem or that subconsciously doesn't believe she deserves to be treated well will always sabotage a good relationship. So she'll get in a relationship, and what she'll do is she'll find one way or another to push the guy away. She'll either sabotage the relationship, she'll cheat on him, she'll treat him poorly, she'll do something that will cause this person to leave her so that it goes back to her belief which says, I don't deserve to be treated well. And, you know, I've even had experiences, you know, many years ago when girls at the time that I was dating would say to me, well, why would a man of your intelligence, good looks and wit be attracted to someone like me? That's the law of deservedness. She's saying she doesn't deserve to be treated well. She doesn't deserve the best. If we don't believe we deserve the best, we will not get the best. Now, the law of deservedness also, Jim, says that if you don't believe you deserve something, why are you going to go for it? How many people who say, I always wanted to be an actor, I always wanted to do this, but they don't try it because they don't believe they deserve it, or they fear failure or rejection? The fear of failure and rejection comes from destructive criticism when you're a child, either telling you can't do it, you won't make it, you're a loser, or you better do this or else, or just continued, you know, criticism. And criticism and condemnation turns into guilt and shame. And you know, when someone's guilty, we punish them. So a lot of people end up punishing themselves. And they wonder why they can't get what they want in life, or if they do happen to get it, they can't enjoy it, and they sabotage it. And the example is, another example, is Hollywood actors and actresses.
Yeah, you know, speaking of that, you know, you look at, you know, obviously a lot of them, they've been in the news, and, you know, Anna Nicole had a problem, and a big problem, and you know, there's a lot of publicity on that type of stuff. But you look at somebody like Madonna, who seems to be able to, there's a few of them, Clint Eastwood, Robert Redford, Madonna, seem to be able to just move along just fine. What do you attribute their mindsets?
You know, watch Clint Eastwood on any award ceremony, I noticed the inner peace that he exudes.
Very much.
If you're going to talk about these other principles of the law of attraction and you get more of what you focus on, and if you're going to believe that everything is energy and that our thoughts are a vibrational energy, notice his vibrational energy. Notice his aura. He has a sense of peace to him that he's okay with who he is. Have you noticed how so many, there are some actresses and even actors who get up and to receive an award, and the way that they break down and cry, they're telling you that they don't believe they deserve this. It's not about joy. I'm so joyful that I received this. I receive it graciously. I receive it with humility. Some of them just don't believe they deserve the damn thing. And you can see it in the way that they break down. So I attribute the ongoing success, but what you're seeing in Clint Eastwood is much more than just success, because there are other people who've been in the industry but still have problems. What you're seeing is someone that's come to terms with himself, him or herself, and that's about being able to accept that you do deserve the best. And I, in some of my CDs, in one of my hypnosis CDs, Be Happy, Rich and Wealthy, I drive home the suggestion that it is your right to be happy, rich and wealthy, that if we are all created equal, it's your right to be happy, rich, and wealthy. The problem is that someone along the way has told you that you don't deserve it. You know, parents will say to their kids, that's not for you, that's not for us. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. I mean, I'm very conscious of how I phrase things with my young son who's 7 years old.
So my point is that it's two things. I mean, okay, we all want to have some good, nice stuff, whether it's a car, a house, or even financial security and stability. But your ability to enjoy that good stuff and everything else that comes with it is determined and dependent on how much you like yourself and what you believe you deserve. Because in my audiobook, Get the Man You Want, I make that a really big point for ladies. If you don't believe you deserve the best, you're not going to go for it. You're not going to accept it.
Right.
So, you know, and that's why we see these gaps between the haves and the have-nots. The have-nots won't even look at the haves and think, oh, I could be with that person. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and a lot of the people that have, or the haves, have made it from the have-not world. And we hear these stories time and time again.
So it all goes back, you're right, and it all goes back to what you experienced as a child. What did you see your parents doing? What did you hear your parents telling you? And what did you experience?
Go ahead.
So if you've had negative experiences in the sense that your parents told you you couldn't do it, you're a loser, you'll never make it, you're obviously not going to make it. If you saw your parents struggling, then you'll make conclusions and generalizations about life and the world, and you believe that it's a struggle. Unless you consciously, deliberately set out and work very hard inwards to change that belief. And the other thing is, notice how most people tend to make the same amount of money as their parents.
Mm.
They may not rise above. Obviously, there are those that do, but they're the exceptions. Because, again, it comes down to what do you believe you deserve. And obviously anyone listening to us right now will say, I deserve the best. But is that what you truly deeply believe? Is that what you believe in your subconscious? And here's another way to look at it. Your outside world, your outer world, is simply a reflection of your inner world. If you're not getting what you want outside, look inside and say, what is lacking? And it's not that you're not good enough. It's not that you're missing anything. It's that you're lacking the belief that you deserve those good things. And so I say that the key law to success has got to be what you believe about yourself. Do you like yourself? Do you love yourself? Do you accept yourself? Do you seek your own approval? Are you okay with who you are? And do you believe you deserve the best? Because you won't get the best if you don't believe you deserve it. And if it's somehow you do get it, you'll push it away. Or you'll turn to alcohol and drugs because you'll feel you're an imposter and you'll feel you're not worthy, you don't deserve it. And I've experienced this with various clients. And even in my own situation over the years, realizing how did I used to act? How did I respond? And you'll find that most people tend to stay in the same financial level over the years. And they may go sort of 10% above, 10% below. But they're really only getting what they believe they deserve. I mean, let me ask you this. Do you really think that someone that makes $100,000, is three times better or three times smarter than someone that makes $30,000. And then if someone makes $10 million a year, is he 100 times better than someone that makes $100,000? Is he 100,000 times superior and more intelligent? Obviously not. But he believes he deserves that money. And this is the energy that we give off to people. Because if you're going to talk about the law of attraction, if you're going to talk about vibrational energy, the way that you present yourself to the world will determine how the world responds to you. If you walk around believing that you're important, you'll be treated that way. And I've been able to prove that in many, many situations. So I think that's sort of the best way to explain the law, unless you have some other questions, Jim.
You know, you've shared an immense amount of great quality information. I mean, I know that we can continue on and keep the conversation going, but like I said, you know, we want to keep it very focused. And I think that the law, universal law of deservedness, is you have to believe that you do deserve it. And
let me give you one final example, just okay, so that everyone can relate to this. Look in your own life and notice what are the patterns. Are you someone that keeps getting into business and gets ripped off? Are you someone that keeps investing in businesses that fail? Or are you a person that gets into relationships and you always find yourself being abused? Or do you always get yourself in relationships and find that your partner's cheating on you? These are patterns that reflect what you believe about yourself. And these are the patterns that tie right back, directly back, to the law of deservedness. So begin now to change what you deeply, subconsciously believe about your self-worth and what you deserve. When you change that, your inner world, you'll change your outer world. You'll change your reality and your results. Because I know you and I have talked about this before. Your thoughts, your belief system will determine how you feel. And that feeling, that sensation, that enthusiasm, that energy, that confidence, that courage, that belief that you deserve something will drive you to take the right action so that you get the results and you enjoy the results. You enjoy the fruits, the rewards, the harvest of your thoughts and beliefs.
Well, that's great. Patrick, Juanes, this has been awesome, and I think that a lot of people will get a lot of value from it. I can't thank you enough.
My pleasure, Jim. Always my pleasure.
Hey, this is Jim Peek at MySuccessGateway.com, closing out the call with Patrick Juanes of PatrickJuanes.com.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.